This is Brian Litwin. I'm over at the Boulder Rapid Transit discussion for the bus line that would potentially run between Longmont and Boulder. And I am here with
Don Marvel, a resident of Longmont on the west side.
And after hearing tonight's talk, do you have any thoughts on what you would like to see happen?
I would like to see a more straightforward, simple approach where the diagonal is a straight line between Longmont and Boulder, and truly rapid transit would be no stops in between leaving the station in Longmont and going to Boulder or vice versa.
Okay, so you feel that once you get to either respective city, the local buses should take them further to where they want to go,
exactly.
And the Boulder Rapid Transit should strictly go between the cities.
It would be a connector. The local buses then would take care of the hubs and the local transport.
It seems like cost was brought up as a potential issue. Do you think that's a barrier?
Absolutely. Along with time, cost is going to determine whether people park and get out of their cars and get on this fast means of transportation.
I'm Ellen Wilkin, and I live here in Longmont, and I've lived here for 20 years. And I started taking the bus about 10 years ago regularly to go to Boulder and Denver. And I really appreciated this meeting because a lot of questions I had were answered or listed right there in bulleted points. So I know that RTD and the other entities involved in this project are thinking about important things. I am concerned that we don't have connections into Longmont from a Boulder Rapid Transit system on 119, and that's my next project is to see if I can talk to some folks in Longmont about how we're going to meet that challenge of having this great BRT and giving us all access to it.
My name is Sherry O'Hara, and I've been a longtime resident of Boulder County. Have been here for 35, 40 years altogether, and so I have a lot of concern about the amount of traffic in the Front Range in general. Have seen it really, really increasing as the state becomes more popular and more people are moving in. It's really kind of starting to change the vibe, you could say, of the Front Range. And so I am really interested in what we can do and looking for solutions to help reduce the traffic and get people out of single occupancy cars and becoming more multimodal. Studies often show one of the reasons that people don't ride bus systems as much as they might otherwise is the final mile. How do you get to the bus station, or how do you get from the terminal to work? And I think, you know, using bicycles is a great solution. And so with that in mind, I would love to see the buses be able to accommodate more bicycles on a single trip. So instead of only having a rack that holds two bikes on a bus that has the capacity of 65 riders, why not have it in such a way where you can have 10 bikes or something like that or more?
So I'm Chris Quinn. I'm with RTD. I'm the project manager for the State Highway 119 Bus Rapid Transit Project. We are just now in the process of beginning the study. As this is, tonight was kind of our, shall we say, our kickoff, where we're going out to the public just to introduce the project, find out what people are thinking, what people's expectations are for the project. We expect this environmental process to go approximately about 18 months, in which case we'd be done late 2018, early 2019. We do have some RTD funding available, but not until 2023. We have about $30 million, and our hope is to use that money to leverage additional funds from potential grant sources. We're also coordinating with the Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT, to determine if there may be possibilities where the two agencies could work together, something akin to what was done on US 36 between Boulder and Denver, Perhaps that could mean a managed lane that would allow bus use and maybe tolls or HOV, high occupancy vehicle riders. But again, we're just at the very early stages of the study trying to determine what would the most cost-effective solutions would, what would they be, what would their impacts be, and we'll really find out what the public wants to see as part of this project.
So after having this first meeting, what are some of your takeaways after hearing many of the questions?
Well, we're hearing a lot from the cycling community. Understandably, there's concerns about what increased bus traffic, increased regular traffic would have on the State Highway 119 facility, especially since we've also had discussions that the bus rapid transit, one of the potential options out there is a bus on shoulder operation, which, you know, recognizing there's a lot of cycling activity on the shoulder of 119, then RTD would be responsible for mitigating whether that would be providing an offline trail. But we're also working with Colorado Department of Transportation on that one as well. They are going to be beginning a study probably early next year, depending on where we are with our study. Once we have a better sense of where our stations are, what types of impacts we have, they're going to be looking at the potential for building a complete offline or an independent bike facility between Boulder and Longmont. So that's one of the big things we've heard. We've also heard concerns on, you know, what would the frequency of the service be? Would it replicate or be similar to the existing services that are out there, such as the Bolt and the J? Would stops be changed? Would it be faster than driving? Those seem to be the big takeaways we're hearing. And then also, again, concern about, you know, why the train, or the Northwest Rail, hasn't been implemented in the region.